when we get a few hours to ourselves.
Yeah. You know what make it really perfect, little Pooter Precious?
Oh, all right.
Yay.
All right, yay.
Okay. At a four-way stop, who has the right of way?
Let's see. Any vehicle driven by a Teamster.
No, Mark. With answers like that, you're never going to get your license.
Yeah, but at least I'll be able to get served in restaurants where the maitre d' goes, "You want to sit down? No."
Can you be serious for a minute?
Certainly.
Okay.
Mommy, Daddy, I can't sleep. The neighbors are so noisy.
Why don't you lie down here next to Daddy? Come on, Daddy.
No, I don't want to lie down next to Daddy. I want you to come upstairs with me and sing for me the third act of Evita. You know, like, "Don't cry for me, Argentina." Daddy, what do you see, Daddy? Daddy always sees something. Over there, Teddy. Here we go, Teddy. You little sniffer. What is it? Daddy sees cookies. Yes, maybe I will lie down with Daddy.
Murphy, you got two choices. We can finish the story we started at nap time and you can go to bed, or you can just go to bed.
I think that choice is pretty obvious.
All right, well, you kids have fun. I'm going to work out why half the people on the road found it and the other half never lost it. Say, hand signals, we have a, let's see, right turn, left turn, ethnic neighborhood. Right on, for sure, totally, maybe we don't know. Say,
okay.
You turn, not me. You turn.
Okay, sweetie, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, Teddy's listening, too.
Okay. The maiden told Rumpelstiltskin the king would behead her if she didn't spin all the straw into gold by dawn. Rumpelstiltskin offered to save her in exchange for her firstborn child.
You know something, Mommy? I've heard this story so many times. That's where the maiden remembers Rumpelstiltskin's name and marries a prince. End of story.
That's not how it ends, is it, man?
I'm afraid so.
You ruined that story for me! You know? You want to know something? You want to know what I know about Santa Claus? All right.
I'll tell you something, Mommy, very honestly. These fairy tales are for babies. I really think I've progressed to Joseph Wamba.
You know, when I was a little girl, I couldn't read enough fairy tales. I used to dream that I could spin straw into gold so that I could be a princess and live in a big castle.
Get ready for a real winner now, son.
It was a beautiful castle. I had my very own white stallion named Snowball. Snowflake. Well, something like that. Something to do with winter. Anyway, we would ride Snowflake or Snowball or whatever his name was to the neighboring castle where Ricky Nelson, who was the neighboring prince, lived. Ricky Nelson and I would get on Snowflake and go... Stories aren't so bad. I'm a riot at bridal showers.
All right, now, son. I want you to add one cup of fradich. Put it in there, that's it. Don't be too liberal with that. And a little bit of nipkeys. There is a little touch of nipkeys there. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just a pinch. All right. And one kosher salami. There we are. Kenahara.
Hey, Murph. Your grandpops has done it again. I got a couple of tickets to the ice cafe. Of course, I had to go to a scalper.
Oh, you've been going to one of those for years, haven't you?
Very funny, Mark. Hey, this is a pretty sophisticated piece of equipment. What are you two doing?
We're making gold for Mommy.
You're making gold?
What did I just get through saying? You got to learn to pay attention, Grandpa.
But, Mirth, you can't make gold. Nobody can. That's why it's worth $400 an ounce.
Oh, come on now, Pops. $400 an ounce? I mean, if you were saying mustard or sand, then I could say, hey, but gold that much? I'll get off it there, Dad. But,
I think it's ready, Daddy.
All right. Well, Pops, can we borrow your tie, please?
My what?
What did he say? Did he say, give him your tie? You just don't listen.
All right. I'm about to turn this bargain basement tie into pure gold. This is going to work, I know, Wilson. Here it is. Ready? Give it 5 seconds.
Rum, kay, nisbashum, rizbapipa kandadil.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Mark, you may be my son-in-law, but think about this. I've never taken a picture with you. Come on, Mirth, let's go. Okay. See you later, Goldfinger.
Whatever advice I could give you, Daddy, don't sweat it.
What went wrong? But wait a minute. This cheap tie is pure silk. The recipe calls for polyester. Yes! Improvise. This will do it.
In there?
You've got to do it for me, please. Or I'll lose my government grant. There are no more government grants. Who cares? Yes. Yes! I've done it! They didn't believe me. I did it. We're filthy rich. We'll never have to pay taxes again.
You bought this mansion?
We made 3 tons of gold. We could have bought Zambia.
Wow.
Yes. This is a downstairs reading room. Upstairs, we have periodicals and books by the Wallace family.
Mark, it's huge.
Well,
I mean, I've never seen a room with a horizon before.
Yeah. You're probably wondering how I get the books down from the top shelf, aren't you?
With our helicopter.
Close, but no banana. Yo, Miss Beasley!
Yes, Miss McCall. Poetry? Mm-hmm. D.H. Lawrence? E.E. Cummings? Stevie King?
Oh, not today. Maybe tomorrow we'll play a little one-on-one and a half. Fairman, shall I show you the zoo now or later?
What was that?
Oh, probably just the chef taking the gardeners home.
We have a jet?
Well.
Oh, Mark, this is just all so much for anyone to have. Why do I feel guilty about not feeling guilty?
Oh, min, my little wasp bat. For the first time in our entire relationship, I can provide for you and fund public television. So just humor me.
But you know, this house is it's really too big for just the three of us. Now, I don't know how I'm going to keep it up.
Well, just reach out and touch someone because, you know, help is just a tinkle away. Yo, Sam! Min, inspect them, honey.
I can't. Mark, I feel like the border patrol.
Min, you're the lady of the house. The least you could do is look down your nose at them.
Well, I'd like you all to know that I'm very happy to meet all of you. And I'm looking forward to getting to know each and every one of you personally. Jester?
Yes. So hard to find one without a hump, Min. He's got great references, though. He used to work for Marshal Tito. Well, thank you, everyone. Everyone grab a straw and go down to the swamp. They love me, honey. They really do. You know, it's so hard to find good wit nowadays.
Mark, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get used to all this.
Oh, honey, now, come on. We're still the same people we were when we lived in that little tiny cracker box apartment.
What about a couple of sets of tennis?
Mert, where's that girl I hired to teach you tennis?
Tracy, come on in. Come on, take big steps.
He hired Tracy Austin to teach marathon.
Tracy?
Come on, Murph, I'll show you how to blink back the tears and the line calls go against you.
You hired the number one woman player in the world to teach Murph?
Well, yes. You see, we're getting murdered in doubles. We had to do something. Come on, hon. I've got Arnold Schwarzenegger waiting in the gym to give you a massage.
How are you, sweetheart? Where's that genius son-in-law of mine?
Mark buy you that coat?
I guess so. I found it in the trunk of the rolls he gave me.
Is everybody going crazy around here?
Oh, honey, now, look, I know exactly what you're thinking. I mean, I've always brought you up to appreciate the simple things in life, but, honey, you have to understand, at the time I was poor and stupid.
Oh, Dad, listen to me. This has just gone too far. Look at us. Oh, look at you and me and especially Mark.
How dare you talk about Mork that way?
Thank you, Thomas. Come back around 5. We might need a ride to the front door. Don't bother washing it. We'll buy another one. Oh, Min, darling, how are you? Big kiss. Posse, how are you? How are you?
Hello, son. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, though. I lost $100,000 today.
Oh, stock market?
No, hole in my pants. Oh, hon, time to play a little game again. Right hand or left hand? Come on.
Oh, Mark, not again.
Oh, come on. You know how it makes you feel. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Oh, the right one.
Behold. Oh. Oh, there we go. Little oyster droppings here. There we are, huh?
Oh, what a guy. Honey, I've always told you it's just as easy to marry a rich alien as it is to marry a poor graduate student.
Uh-oh.
Mark, we have to talk. Look, I don't want your presence. I want you. Just buying things isn't the answer to everything.
Oh, neither is penicillin, but it sure helps a strep throat.
Oh, God. Do you come in here, you say? He's in the pink of you.
Will you talk to him, please?
Of course I will, honey. Now, look, son. You're the man of the house now. And I think you should run it any way you want.
Thanks, Dad. Mark, we're going to have to talk about this later because I've got to get changed to go to work, but I want to talk to you.
Well, you don't have to, hon, because I resigned you.
You resigned me?
Well,
well, what about my career?
Well, if it means that much to you, I'll just have to buy you NBC.
Yes, and he'll do it, too. He bought me the New York Philharmonic.
I knew Bernstein had a prize.
Well, I don't want things just handed to me. I want to work for my career, for my success.
Well, once you have NBC, you'll have to earn every penny.
Jigger, come in here, yeah? Do you say we got in the big eye, birthday? Olga, we were today, but looking good.
What about Murph? You just can't raise a normal child in this kind of an environment.
Well, hon, didn't you get my memo? I mean, next week I'm sending him to school in Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you've gone too far.
Oh, that's too far. We'll send him to school in England.
Listen to me. Mark, I'm not happy here. This isn't our home. Let's go back to our apartment.
Well, this is our home, hon.
Well, it might be your home, but it's not for Mirth and me.
Well, wait a minute, hon. Where are you going?
I'm going home to our little cracker box apartment. Here.
Hey, but wait. You can't go now. J.D. Salinger's coming over to shoot the bull. She's gone, Pop.
She'll get over it.
Well, Pops, reason with her. Tell her opportunity only knocks once unless she kneels the doctor.
You
me, sir.
Oh, yes, Quentin.
Will there be anything else?
Oh, yes, yes. Let's fly down to Rio. It's carnival time, you know. We'll put on those big heads and try and get in the car.
I'd love to, sir, but this is the day I spend with my family.
Oh, that's right. Well, take care and have a good day.
Good day, sir.
Say hello to Carmelita.
I certainly will, sir.
Self-reliance is fine, but I miss being waited on hand and foot.
I miss Daddy.
I miss Daddy, too. But even more, I miss being waited on hand and foot.
That's not very nice.
Sure, but it's very nice. I'm spoiled rotten, I know that. There's no time for sensitivity.
Is what makes our world go round.
Oh, hon. Well, actually, that's real close because I came back to tell you that I'm going around the world with my new love. I mean, not only is she intelligent and well-read, she can spike a volleyball from here to Key West. Kareem, eat your heart out.
Mommy, wake up.
Oh, I was sleeping.
Sleeping, huh? You were snoring so loud I had that mirth wake up before you blew your adenoids across the room.
Mark, you're back. I mean, you're home. I mean...
Well, why shouldn't I? I mean, my name's in the mailbox, my clothes are in the closet, my hair's on the soap.
I had such a weird dream.
What kind of a dream?
Oh, I dreamed that we lived in a big mansion with, butlers and maids and Tracy Austin. And then you left us.
Oh, man, I mean, how can you dream that? I'd never leave you. I mean, with you, my life has meaning. Without you, I'd just be another alien forced to do his own laundry.
It was just a silly dream. I dreamed you could turn polyester into gold.
Make gold? I mean, it's impossible to make gold. But diamonds are a snap. Tell you what, Mert, go to the garage, get those charcoal briquettes. Mindy, you warm up the waffle iron, I'll go get my oil of Olay.
No, I don't want diamonds. I don't want gold.
Oh. Well, how about some French toast?
Mork calling Austin. Come in, Austin. Mork calling Austin. Come in, Austin. Mork calling Austin. Come in, oh potentate of pasta.
Laying down on the job again, Mork?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just giving you my mood for my report to you on dreams, a wonderful aspect of Earth behavior.
Dreams? That's wonderful. What are they?
Well, sir, the little images that appear in an Earthling's mind when he's sleeping. For example, sir, they come fast and furious, and sometimes they're out of sequence, just like a Fellini film. They can take you to wonderful, strange places. They can haunt you. They can thrill you. And they certainly gave the Everly Brothers something to sing about. Dream, 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 dream.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Another frivolous Earth activity, like marching bands.
Oh, no, sir. Dreams allow one to imagine strange and wonderful things. And the most precious dreams of all, sir, are the ones that give you a hope for tomorrow.
Till next week, sir. Sweet dreams and Nanu Nanu.